Welcome back to Via the Source, where you can get news about the entire NFL and, of course, the Miami Dolphins. Fins up, here's Steven, your host.
What's up, guys? Today's date, September 21st. I'm Steven Masso, and as always, you're listening to Via the Source. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be discussing the release of Antonio Brown. Josh Rosen was named the starter for the Miami Dolphins. And we're also going to be discussing a little bit of the preview of the game between the Dolphins and the Cowboys, as well as this week's Fantasy Bold Booms of the Week. Now, we begin with the release of Antonio Brown. After only playing in one regular season game for the New England Patriots, the team elected to release him. And this was coming just hours after Bill Belichick ended a press conference early because he was asked too many questions regarding Antonio Brown, and that was the second time he had actually ended a press conference because there was just too many questions in regards to AB. Another note was that I was at the game in Miami on Sunday, and I was at the press conference where Tom Brady was speaking, and they asked him a question about his chemistry level with Antonio Brown. He, in a way, answered it, but then he deflected it and used that question to mention every other receiver on the team. So we kind of gave this vibe that he didn't even want to commit to the idea of Antonio Brown just yet. So Antonio Brown was released. This is coming after he was allegedly sending text messages to his alleged accusers and sending them pictures of their kids. So this is just a huge drama. The NFL is investigating him, of course. His release will make it easier in terms of their time schedule. But as of right now, Antonio Brown is an unrestricted free agent, and any team could pick him up. But if Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, a team that is known for having this almost bulletproof kind of system, one that you can insert any player in and it will remove the drama surrounding him, if they even deemed Antonio Brown as being too much, then you have to kind of assume that the majority of the teams are going to think so. Now, Antonio Brown was effective in his last game. He looked pretty good. He had that touchdown as well. He was showing that he still truly is one of the elite wide receivers in the NFL. So I'm not completely ruling out the possibility of him never playing in the NFL again. I think a lot of people are already saying that his career is done. I don't think it is quite at that point yet. I think that what he is dealing with needs to be addressed seriously and the investigation needs to be taken. But at the same time, he is still a very talented player, and I wouldn't say his career is done just yet. I think there is a possibility that another team could take a wild little risk and go for Antonio Brown. But as for it happening this season, I don't think that is a real possibility given that the investigation is still ongoing. Now, when it comes to Antonio Brown, he has gotten a ton of criticism, and rightfully so. He has done some horrible things. The accusations against him are very serious, but I do have this bit of sympathy right now when it comes to Antonio Brown. It seems like the world is kind of caving in on him, and he has this kind of me against the world mentality, and I just cannot imagine having to deal with this sort of criticism on this scale. It's just something that I frankly can't even fathom. So in that way, I do sympathize with him to some extent, and I do hope that he gets help, because it really seems like while he is healthy physically, there is a lot of things going on mentally with Antonio Brown that I think need to be seriously addressed, and I hope he can get some help with. So those are my thoughts on the release of Antonio Brown. From a fantasy perspective now, guys on the New England Patriots that we have to look at, Josh Gordon is the main one. Josh Gordon was trending on Twitter because people were so hyped up about his value going up. So of course, there's going to be a lot more volume headed towards Josh Gordon. James White, who didn't have as effective as a performance as many expected, he is going to have a larger volume share back to his normal ways. Maybe not to the extent of last season, but he should be back to being a PPR god. But one guy that I'm very intrigued about is Philip Dorsett. Now, in week one, he had that big 2-touchdown performance with 95 yards. Last week, even though Antonio Brown was getting a big target share, Philip Dorsett still had a pretty carved out role in this game. He had 3 catches for 39 yards, and he caught every one of his targets. So I do think Philip Dorsett could be a sneaky little ad in PPR leagues. Once you start getting a chemistry with Tom Brady and he begins to trust you, then that is a huge plus for your career, and it really has helped take players players to another level that they have never reached, and I could see that happening with a guy like Philip Dorsett, who is still a very talented guy, former first-round pick. So just watch out for Philip Dorsett. I think this could be a very sneaky play here. Now we move on to the next topic, and it is Josh Rosen, who has been named starter for this upcoming game against the Dallas Cowboys for the Miami Dolphins. Now, Josh Rosen, I think we could all agree, should be the starter. There is no reason why Ryan Fitzpatrick should be the starter. He is older. He is playing at a very poor level right now. Whereas on the other side, you have Josh Rosen, who the team invested draft picks in. He is younger. He has a potentially very high ceiling. And if you want to use the argument that, well, we should start Ryan Fitzpatrick because he's playing so bad that it will guarantee that we lose every game. Well, I have to say to you this, Josh Rosen, and I said this in the episode before, he is not the antidote. He is not some magical pill that is going to fix every issue on the team. I do think he will help the team improve, but if you're truly worried that he will make the team too good and get him too many wins, then I don't think that's realistic. Now, if Josh Rosen is able to do that, then you could make the argument that the team should build around him, because frankly, if he does well in this current state of the team, that is saying a whole lot. But as it looks right now, my prediction is that Josh Rosen just has too many issues going against him that he cannot take this team to a whole different level where we have to worry about not being the worst team in the league. But what I will say in regards to Josh Rosen is that he looks like the better quarterback, and he's looked like the better quarterback since preseason. So what I'm interested in is if he could make the offense even slightly better, because the snaps with Ryan Fitzpatrick at the helm are not valuable snaps for anybody on the offense. There is no progress being made. Even if the team is tanking, you want to be laying some foundation in place. You want to be getting the scheme going. You want to be getting some of these young guys like Preston Williams some valuable reps. You just gave Jakeem Grant an extension. You want to see how you can work a guy like him in. The Dolphins want to see if they can get Kalen Ballage incorporated. You got Patrick Laird. There's a bunch of young talent. You want to be getting these guys some valuable snaps, and that is not happening with Ryan Fitzpatrick. You're literally just wasting half of a football game when Ryan Fitzpatrick is on the field, and you're going to be doing that for an entire duration of a season? That doesn't make sense to me. So I don't expect Josh Rosen to be some magical antidote that turns a team around or that makes them too good of a team to not get the first overall pick. But what I'm hoping for is that he makes a team look in a way functional, that he can put the team in a place where we can see it coming together in a way. And whether he is a quarterback or not next season, there are things that already need to be kind of set up for whoever comes in to be the quarterback. Because if you have a whole system that needs to be started over from scratch next year, then we're going to be having to deal with those same hiccups, and it is not going to be as smooth as it was. When Patrick Mahomes took over for the Chiefs, Alex Smith had laid a beautiful foundation there with Coach Reed. Everything was in place beautifully. When Baker Mayfield took over for Tyrod Taylor, Tyrod Taylor didn't look absolutely miserable in that first game against the Steelers. That was a game they should have won. Baker Mayfield took over and it looked pretty decent. Now, of course, they got a new coach over there in Cleveland, but what I'm saying is that helped transition Baker Mayfield, and it helped him get that experience, that confidence going. And even if you would get Tua next year, there needs to be some foundation laid in place. Hopefully Josh Rosen can do that, and that is why I'm excited about Josh Rosen being named starter for the Miami Dolphins. Now, we move on to the game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins. It's a quick preview. I expect this to follow a similar script as the last time. What we saw in the jump from the Ravens to the Patriots game week one to week two with the Dolphins was that they improved defensively, and they improved pretty significantly. The score may not look that way, but believe me, the defense looked very improved. So that showed that Brian Flores was able to adapt and make some valuable changes. Now, he has been a defensive-minded coach. That's the side of the field he works on. So what I'm looking is to see if Chad O'Shea and him can come together and make these same adaptations come week three and show some improvement on the offensive side of the ball. If the defense and the offense can both be clicking, there is a lot more to be hopeful for as a Dolphins fan. Now, I do not expect this to be a win. The Cowboys are playing as good as they have in recent years. Dak Prescott looks like he took a tremendous stride in this new Kellen Moore-led offense for the Dallas Cowboys. Amari Cooper is a huge downfield threat. I expect him to have a pretty solid day. Ezekiel Elliott has the potential to run run for 200 yards in this game if he wants to, but I frankly don't think the Cowboys want to use him that much. They want to keep their stars in bubble wrap if it gets to that point. And then the Cowboys defense is another just star-studded defense. Chidobe Awuzie is one of my favorite players in the league at defensive back. He is tremendous. You got Byron Jones, Pro Bowl level corner, tremendous. You got Leighton Vander Esch, you got Sean Lee, you got D-Law on the defensive line. There are just too many guys, too many elite players on this defensive side. If the Dolphins are able to pull this off and get a win, then that will be absolutely tremendous. I'm in Texas. I have to deal with all the Cowboys fans mocking me. There are a ton of casual Cowboy fans who probably don't realize the Dolphins are tanking. So I'm going to be getting a ton of messages when the Dolphins are getting blown out, kind of inevitably. So if the Dolphins are able to get a win, then very selfishly, I would love to be able to sling that back at the Cowboy fans. But I don't think that is what's going to happen. I do expect the Cowboys to win this one pretty comfortably. So those are my thoughts on this game between the Cowboys and the Dolphins. Now we move on to this week's bold booms, and for this week I have four guys that I think could have some pretty big performances. Now if you're not familiar with the bold boom segment I do, it is not guys that I recommend necessarily that I say go all in. These are kind of dart throw guys that I think could have very big performances, but again, you don't want to be starting any of these guys over your star players. These are just ones that I think could have performances that are way beyond what their projections are. So the bold booms I have for this week begin with Devontae Freeman, who's had two pretty rough weeks back to back. He's getting just over 2 yards per carry on the year. He hasn't really been able to get anything going. Ito Smith is starting to get some carries in there. It has a ton of people concerned that Devontae Freeman is slipping out of that RB2 territory and may not have some season-long value. Well, I'm here to say, don't worry too much about Devontae Freeman. I think he bounces back this week and it kind of sets it off for him to continue to progress and be a solid RB2 area flex player for the remainder of the year. Now, Devontae Freeman missed the majority of last season with an injury, so a lot of people are skeptical as to whether he is healthy. I say don't worry about it. He looks as explosive as ever. I think what's hindering his stats is that he has been doing a lot of these outside stretch kind of carries and he is getting lit up behind the line of scrimmage. And when I see that, I don't think that's on him. I think if that happens to any running back, that's going to get the exact same result. If he's getting hit the moment he gets the ball, then you just can't expect that to work out in any way. So a lot of this falls on his offensive line. So Devontae Freeman this week goes up against the Indianapolis Colts. They're ranked 30th against running backs this season in fantasy. The ESPN projection has him at 13.5 points for the week in PPR. I have his bold boom going up to 23.5. That's for Devontae Freeman this week. Now, the second bold boom of this week is OJ Howard. Now, if you're an OJ Howard owner this week, this year in fantasy, then you are having a pretty rough time. He has 0 points through two games, and a lot of this falls to me on Bruce Arians' offense. They're using him on the line of scrimmage a lot. They're even using him as a fullback sometimes. But OJ Howard, to me, is athletic enough to be split out wide, almost like a receiver. But they are not using him in this way. They're using him as a more traditional tight end, which is a pretty darn shame when you consider OJ Howard's skill set. But luckily this week, I have him having a bounce back game against a very weak New York Giants defense. So ESPN has his ranking at 7.8. I have his bold boom going up to 19 points for this week. I do think he bounces back. Bruce Arians addressed his involvement not being that high last week after the game. So he is getting a lot of outside pressure in regards to him not using his weapons because Mike Evans is also having a rough year. I think this is the week that we finally see this Tampa Bay offense kind of stretched out a little bit more and resemble the high octane offense that we saw last season. Now, another Tampa Bay player in this week that I have for the bold booms is Peyton Barber, because I do think this Tampa Bay offense will be looking better in this game. So I do think that could mean that we see more goal line carries for Peyton Barber. He looked pretty good last week. Now, of course, Ronald Jones will be thrown in the mix occasionally, but I think that Peyton Barber has distanced himself. When I look at Ronald Jones, I kind of think of him as a Trent Richardson clone at this point. Of course, they invested their first round pick in him, but he just doesn't have it throughout any point in his career, he just has not shown even glimpses of being a functional running back. And I think this is the point where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just completely ditch him and go for Peyton Barber. And I'm saying it now, I wouldn't be surprised if Melvin Gordon gets traded, if he ends up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because they desperately need a running back. As for right now, I have Peyton Barber having a big day. His ESPN projection is 11.5. I have that boom going all the way up to 19 points for this week. Now, my last bold boom for the week is going to be Randall Cobb, the Dallas Cowboys wide receiver. So Cobb is going up against the Dolphins, a defense that is on pace to be historically very, very bad. One of the worst in league history, if not the worst. So of course, this is going to open the door for Ezekiel Elliott. But if I said Zeke was going to have a big game, that is not bold of me to say at all. If I said the same about Amari Cooper, that's not really bold of me to say, neither about Dak Prescott. But Randall Cobb, I expect to have a really big day, because we expect Xavier Howard to be shadowing Amari Cooper. Last week, Antonio Brown was having success all game until Xavier Howard was put on him, either him or Minkah Fitzpatrick. The week before, Marquise Brown was having tremendous success until Xavier Howard was put on Marquise Brown. Now, hopefully the Dolphins make some realizations that they need to have their best cornerback on the best wide receiver, because there's nobody else on the roster who stands a chance against an NFL true number one wide receiver, which is what Amari Cooper is. So assuming that Xavier Howard is going to be on Amari Cooper, then that makes Randall Cobb look like a pretty nice option in this game, especially when it comes to the red zone. I think Randall Cobb may not be as athletic as he once was, but as technically sound as they come. That's what Randall Cobb is. He's a seasoned veteran. He knows how to create separation. He has always been tremendous in the slot, and there are just too many weaknesses, especially when Minkah Fitzpatrick's trade on this Miami Dolphins defense. Whoever is the number two and the number three guy for a lot of these NFL teams is going to have some pretty solid success. So I expect this to be Randall Cobb. I wouldn't be surprised if he catches a touchdown or two in this game. ESPN has his projection at 10.6. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets all the way up to 20 in PPR leagues. So those are my bold boom for the week, and that's how I'm going to wrap up this episode, guys. As always, you can follow me on Twitter. That is at Shady Steven. You can follow the podcast. That is at Via The Source, and I've also been dropping YouTube videos. So if you want, go subscribe on YouTube. I have 13 subscribers there, which I know is not a huge number, but it's something that I'm very proud of. And as always, guys, I appreciate the reviews you leave on the Apple Podcast app. I've gotten a few nice reviews, and guys, it really makes my day to see those. So I appreciate you guys a lot, and it's always a pleasure to be your host. I appreciate the comments. If you have anything that you want me to discuss on future episodes, I would be absolutely happy to do so. But until next time, guys, I'm Steven Masso, and this was Via The Source.